السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, we have once again gathered for this majlis of zikr. Alhamdulillah ala dhalik. It is no doubt a fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a great ihsan and a blessing of Allah ta'ala, that in these times of fitna He gave us the tawfiq of making His zikr. Otherwise, we find that in these days of fitna, the zikr that takes place on our tongues is of all those deeds and those actions which please the nafs and shaitan. So to make the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is His ihsan. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not in need of our zikr. He is not in need of our remembrance. If we are going to distance ourselves from Him, we will be the losers. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in times of prosperity, in times of happiness, in times of contentment and satisfaction, when Allah ta'ala has given a person plentiful, he is enjoying the ni'mats and the bounties, there's no sickness, there's no calamity, there's no disaster. At that time, remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance. When you are going to do that, then when you are going to be in difficulty, when you are going to be in a problem, when you are going to be in any kind of hardship, then the angels will recognize that voice. Wow. That voice with which we were glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the days of prosperity and happiness, the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which are unlimited, they will recognize that voice and they will intercede on behalf of this person to Allah ta'ala that, oh Allah, this is that servant of yours who was remembering you during the days of happiness, during the days of prosperity, during the days that he had abundance of ni'mats of yours. So he was remembering you in those times. Now he is helpless. He is turning towards you. Oh Allah, remove his difficulties. Oh Allah, remove his problems. Now the angels, they will be familiar with that voice and they will intercede on this person's behalf. And that person who does not remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in days of happiness and prosperity, then when he is going to make ah and ooh and start turning, or when he is helpless, then at that time when he is going to be helpless, the angels will say that this voice is very unfamiliar. Wow. So they are not going to intercede on his behalf. Now why should we deprive ourselves of the intercession of the Pak and Nurani Makhluq, which is the angel? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is not in need of our zikr and remembrance. We are in need of Him all the time. Every second, every moment of our life. And especially in these days of fitna. And when we read, suddenly there's an earthquake, like the Algerian earthquake. So many other places they have had earthquakes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must remove their difficulties and problems. Allah ta'ala must make it easy for them. And Allah ta'ala must protect them from further disasters. And those who are suffering, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must remove their suffering. Amen. But the fact is that different parts of the world, sometimes it is earthquakes, sometimes it's floods, sometimes it's cyclones, sometimes it's volcanoes, sometimes it's gale force winds. Different kinds of disasters are striking. Now at such a time, a person will be definitely turning towards Allah Ta'ala if he's got some iman and some yaqeen in it. That there is a difficulty, so now he'll be turning towards Allah Ta'ala. So if this person had remembered Allah Ta'ala in the days of happiness, then Allah Ta'ala will also quickly come to his assistance. Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for them in their difficulties. So what I was saying, that especially in these days of when disasters are just striking left, right and center, we don't know when, what is going to happen. No person undertakes a journey also these days content and satisfied that he will reach his destination safely. No matter how good a car he has, no matter what good a driver he is, and no matter what he may be, what position he holds in society or in the government, but there is just no security, no safety, no peace, nothing. So we are in need of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So we should not consider these majlises of zikr as insignificant majlises. Sometimes we think that these are insignificant majlises, and especially those people who are not interested in really making amal on the teachings of deen. So you will notice that most of those, not all, but majority of the times it is those people who are not making amal on the essentials, the farais, the obligatory duties like namaz, roza, zakat, hajj. Things like that also they are not making amal on. So they will always say that what is Islam? Islam is not only zikr. Islam is not only namaz. Islam is not only tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Now if this is said by somebody who is making amal, is making namaz, is making tilawat, is making zikr, and then if he says that Islam is not only these things, there are lots of other things also. And we always say that Islam covers every aspect of a person's life, his ibadat, his muamalat, his dealings with people, his transactions, and so many other things. Everything is covered by Islam. But who must say that? That person must say it who is making amal on namaz, zikr, tilawat, ibadat. Then if he says that, it is understandable. But the person who just wants to camouflage, or he just wants to hide his weakness, so then when he is giving a speech, or when he is on some platform, or in some conference, or on the radio station, then they will say that Islam is not only tilawat of the Quran Sharif, only namaz, only ibadat. Why? Because they are trying to hide that weakness. So we have to be very careful. Nafs and shaitan, they are such enemies of ours that they will attack from any side. And that person thinks that he has done a great job, that he has told the public that no, Islam is not only namaz and roza and zakat. Whereas there is no namaz in his life at all, and he's the person that's saying that. And you will notice that. Travel the world, I'm not talking about some local people, travel the world and you will see. We have seen with our own eyes, we have attended conferences in different parts of the world, in America, in England, and in other places also, in Pakistan also, which is an Islamic country. And when the time for namaz came, many, many of those people who were attending the conference on seerah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they did not perform the salah. And it's not that they went somewhere else also, because we performed our salah one side, and they were still there, and at the time of meals they were all ready, the sleeves up. So we have to be very careful. So definitely Islam covers every aspect of our lives, and we have to try and bring all the aspects of deen into our lives. But this majlis, as I said, is a majlis of islah. It's a majlis of zikr. So we have specialized fields. Different people specialize in different fields. 38100, somebody wants to come out. ND38100, remove your card. Like we have an eye specialist. We say he's an ENT specialist. This person is a heart specialist. He's a cardiologist. This person is a specialist of heart, of lungs and liver and kidneys. This person is a specialist of bones. This person is a specialist of this and that. Now if somebody goes to an eye specialist and then he tells that eye specialist that what's this? Every patient comes, you only look at his eyes. Don't you know anything else? What else does the eye specialist do but look at the eyes? Now he says, I've got an ingrown toenail, and you're not worried about that, you only look at eyes. So he says, well, if you've got ingrown toenail, go to somebody who specializes in that. Now the person says, I've got backache, I've got spine problem. Then he says, go and look at somebody who specializes in that. But our problem is that we want one person to specialize in everything when it comes to deen. So these majlises are of nasihat, of islah, of zikr. So we will specialize, we will only deal with that. And when there are other majlises for other programs, then we will discuss other issues. So there's nothing wrong with that. We have to understand that everything has got a place. But of course, we can't really explain to every person everything. Allah Ta'ala give everyone hidayat. So after a bypass, what better thing to read than Hawa wa Hirsa wa Ala Dil Badalda? Because no matter what amount of operations a person undergoes, even if the person's four or five arteries were clogged and blocked, and if it has been bypassed and the blood is now flowing freely in those arteries, it does not mean that the person's spiritual heart has changed. The person's spiritual heart does not change by the changing of a physical heart or by the removal of that blockage from the arteries. So we all, our spiritual arteries are clogged. Wallah, we are not taking deen seriously. We are not saying that there is no such thing as entertainment, enjoyment, happiness, laugh, a little bit of joke, a little bit of pleasure. There's everything in Islam. There's a place for everything. And wallah, there can be no person more happier than a person who is practicing on deen and sharia. We must look at their lives. Under all conditions, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them a kind of sukoon which we can't explain in words. We have to see their lives. We have to understand what they enjoy inside. Then we will see that what Allah ta'ala gives them on obedience to Him. So we are taking everything very, very lax. That when the time comes for namaz, if there is no other obstacle, then we will make our namaz. But if there is some delay, or if there is some obstacle because of business reasons or this reason or that reason, then we will delay the namaz and we will even make it qaza. That means we make salah, but it's not so important. If it fits in with our schedule, well and good. If it doesn't, then we will see whenever the time comes, we will make it. Now that is our attitude. The same with so many other things. It made me very happy. I'm just coming, just before Isha, I had a telephone call. And this brother, he phoned me from a hotel. He's gone for some conference or something. And he telephoned me from a hotel. And he says that, Maulana, I know you'll be going for the Majlis of Zikr just now. I'm missing that program, but I had to be out. And I'm here at a hotel far away from Durban. But he says that there's so much of fitnas here. There's a conference taking place. There's so much of fitnas. In the hotel also, there's so much of fitna. And especially being alone in the room with the television being there and all the other sinful attractions if a person wishes to indulge in being available, he says there's so much of fitnas. And the only thing that is keeping me strong here, he says, is what I gained at those majlises of zikr. I'm here in the masjid of Allah Tabaraka, in the house of Allah Ta'ala. A call just a little while before Isha. And he says, that's why I'm asking you to please make dua that Allah Ta'ala keep me steadfast and away from the, protect me from the fitnas. Now you can see that this person, that little imani strength that he gained in these type of majlises, now that is protecting him even there. And I think I gave you that incident of that person who said that he's going to Hong Kong and he's taking a tape of zikr along. And as soon as he will reach the hotel there, first thing he will do, listen to that zikr program and that dua. And after that he will do his work because he says there's so much of fitnas. So these are intended to strengthen and develop our iman, to make the spiritual heart strong. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make mine, make yours, and make the ummah's hearts attached to him and fill it with the noor of taqwa and hidayat. Open those windows out, it's getting hot. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, हवाओ हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे। हवाओ हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे। खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। हवाओ हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे। अल्लाह चेंज दिस हार्ट विच इज फिल्ड विद ग्रीड, विच इज फिल्ड विद ईविल, विद मैलिस, विद प्राइड, विद एंगर, विद जेलसी। अल्लाह चेंज दिस हार्ट विच इज सीप्ड इन इनडिफरेंस एंड नेग्लिजेंस, unconcerned about the akhirat, unconcerned about the life of the grave, unconcerned about jannat and jahannam. Oh Allah, change this heart. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। वल्लाह हैव मर्सी, मेक फजल। वी डोंट हैव दोज एक्शंस, दोज डीड्स दैट वी कैन प्रेजेंट बिफोर यू एंड से वल्लाह विद द वसीला ऑफ दीज गुड डीड्स, व्हाट गुड डीड्स डू वी हैव। वल्लाह मेक फजल ऑन अस, अल्लाह तेरा फजल का मामला फरमा। शो योर ग्रेस एंड मर्सी एंड काइंडनेस अपॉन अस। खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे। Oh Allah, how long am I going to live a life of sin? How long am I going to be walking on the surface of this earth as a hypocrite, as a munafiq? How long am I going to be disobeying you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The angel of death is going to come. It is going to take this soul out of my body. Oh Allah, no matter how many properties I own, no matter whether if I live in a palace or a hut, whether I am rich or poor, whatever I may be, the angel of death is not going to spare anyone. So Allah, change this direction of my life. At present I am treading and walking on that road which is leading to the fire of hell, which is leading to nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, change that direction. Put me onto the road that leads to you and to Jannat. गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, गुनहगारी में कब तक उम्र काटूं, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे, बदल दे मेरा रास्ता दिल बदल दे। हवाओ हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे। खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे। सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, सुनो मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे। अल्लाह, विद एवरी बीटिंग ऑफ माई हार्ट, विद एवरी थम्पिंग ऑफ माई हार्ट, अल्लाह आई हियर अल्लाह 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 एंड आई एंजॉय इट। अल्लाह, आई गेट दैट एंजॉयमेंट, मजा आ जाए। Oh Allah, make my heart such that my heart beats with your love, with your muhabbat. And it is not a fantasy world that we are talking about. It is attainable. It is something that we can achieve. And you don't have to go onto the mountain tops for that. You don't have to go and stand on one leg at some seashore or go to the Qabristan late part of the night and then stand on some grave or sit inside some grave. Nothing. In our normal daily activities of life, have this khawf of Allah Ta'ala and muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Obey Him in everything that you do, and you will get this thumping of the heart and beating of the heart with Allah, Allah. Because every time you are thinking of Allah,
hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de, mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de, khuda ya fazl farma dil badal de. सुनूं मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, सुनूं मैं नाम तेरा धड़कनों में, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे, मजा आ जाए मौला दिल बदल दे. करूं कुर्बान अपनी सारी खुशियां, करूं कुर्बान अपनी सारी खुशियां, तू अपना गम अता कर दिल बदल दे, तू अपना गम अता कर दिल बदल दे. हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, khudaya fazl farma dil badal de.
I must be able to sacrifice all my happiness and pleasure, O Allah, for your happiness and pleasure. There will be a confrontation, there will be a conflict of interest. Nafs and shaitan have got a certain kind of desire and happiness, and Allah Ta'ala has got a certain desire and happiness. Allah Ta'ala's pleasure lies in something else, and the pleasure of the nafs lies in something else. Now at that time, O Allah, give me that strength that I sacrifice that pleasure of mine for your pleasure. And you think the person who sacrifices his pleasure for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, he will be deprived? Allah Ta'ala will give him such happiness that the kings of the world don't know what that happiness is all about. Under any condition, Allah Ta'ala will give him that happiness. So he's saying, O Allah, change the condition of my heart. Let me sacrifice my pleasures for your pleasure.
हटा लूं आंख अपनी माँ सिवा से, हटा लूं आंख अपनी माँ सिवा से, जीऊं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे, जीऊं मैं तेरी खातिर दिल बदल दे. हवा वो हिर्स वाला दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, मेरा गफलत में डूबा दिल बदल दे, बदल दे दिल की दुनिया दिल बदल दे, खुदाया फजल फरमा दिल बदल दे.
O Allah, I remove my gaze and sight from everything other than you. O Allah, let me have some taste of your muhabbat, of your dard, of your love. Let my gaze be turned away from everything other than you. We should not cast our gaze on any person's wealth or his property or his car or his degrees or his qualification. Allah Ta'ala has given us hands, feet, He's given us intelligence, make use of it, go to the marketplace, whatever is in our muqaddar, we will get it. But we should not place our hope and trust in the makhluk and in the creation. At present, we have got our full trust and faith in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And when they disappoint us, then we start complaining of Allah Ta'ala.
سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی سہل فرما مسلسل یاد اپنی خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے خدایا رحم فرما دل بدل دے
او اللہ make it easy for me to remember you continuously. او اللہ have mercy on me, change the condition of my heart.
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستا پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستا رہوں کیوں دل شکستا دل بدل دے رہوں کیوں دل شکستا دل بدل دے
او اللہ آئی ایم ایٹ یور ڈور ہارٹ بروکن او اللہ آئی ایم ایٹ یور ڈور ہارٹ بروکن بٹ وائی شوڈ آئی ریمین ہارٹ بروکن ایٹ یور ڈور. Why should we despair of Allah Ta'ala's mercy? If we are heartbroken, then say to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm heartbroken. These are my problems. These are my difficulties. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan do not want me to take off from the ground. They are dragging me down the gutters. And other problems which are of worldly kind also. Say to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, you are at the door of the one who is the most generous, the most forgiving, the most merciful. Ha! I wish we had recognized our Allah.
Pada hoon tere dar par dil shikasta. پڑا ہوں تیرے در پر دل شکستا رہوں کیوں دل شکستا دل بدل دے
او اللہ وائی شوڈ آئی ریمین ہارٹ بروکن ایٹ یور ڈور آئی ایم ناٹ ایٹ دا ڈور آف سم مائزلی پرسن اور سم ہیومن بینگ دیٹ ول گیٹ اینگری اینڈ اپسیٹ دیٹ وائی ایم آئی ٹیپنگ ہز ڈور نائٹ اینڈ ڈے ٹوائس اور تھرائس اف دیٹ بیگر ہیز ٹو ٹیپ ایٹ اور ڈور دین وی لوز اور سیلوز. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, 24 hours out of 24 hours, His door is open for us. His mercy knows no limits. His kindness knows no limits. His generosity knows no limits. What a beautiful Allah we have.
تیرا ہو جاؤں اتنی آرزو ہے تیرا ہو جاؤں بس اتنی آرزو ہے بس اتنی ہے تمنا دل بدل دے
او اللہ دیٹ از مائی ہارٹس ڈیزائر ناؤ دیٹ آئی وانٹ ٹو بیکم یورز وائی ڈو آئی وانٹ ٹو بیکم یورز
اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری جو تو میرا تو سب میرا فلک میرا زمین میری.
That is why I want to become yours, O Allah, because if you are mine, then everything will be mine. And if you are not mine, nothing will be mine. Nothing will be mine.
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا میری فریاد سن لے میرے مولا بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے بنا لے اپنا بندہ دل بدل دے
ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے، بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے، خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے۔ اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، اے میرے داتا، اے میرے مالک، اے میرے مولا، اے میرے والی، شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے، سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے، گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی، وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں، دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں، دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ پنجائے غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل سا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. اللہ 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 Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah illallah illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ 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 illallah 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 illallah. Those brothers who have had some operations, or those who have got bruises and cuts and wounds, then they know that when it's winter, then you get a little extra dose of pain. So make dua Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give me also complete shifa from all ailments and pains and aches. And I make dua that Allah ta'ala give you also shifa from both spiritual and physical ailments and pains, and the entire ummah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ بِرَحْمَتِكَ نَسْتَغِيثُ اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة أي الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما او مائی بلوڈ اللہ او مائی رحیم اللہ او مائی کریم اللہ او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ Oh, my compassionate, kind, loving, caring Allah. Oh, my most beautiful Allah. You dearly love the forgiveness of sins. Ya Allah, we have done injustice upon our own souls. Oh Allah, if we have sinned, we have not caused you any harm. We have harmed ourselves, oh my beloved Allah. But oh Allah, we are not justifying our sins. We are not finding justification for our evil actions and deeds. Ya Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. And you dearly love those who confess before you. Ya Allah, you love those who make tawbah. You love those who repent. You love those who turn towards you. Ya Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we committed in our lives. Ya Allah, your doors are open 24 hours. Ya Allah, no matter how much we tap, Ya Allah, you do not get displeased and annoyed. In fact, you get pleased and happy if we have to tap. And if we don't tap, then you get displeased. Oh, my beloved Allah, therefore you gave us these begging bowls. Ya Allah, so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. Ya Allah, this very moment you are seeing each and every one of us that have raised our begging bowls before you. Our sisters who have raised them in the madrasa. Ya Allah, you are well aware of everything that we are doing. You are seeing our hands raised before you. You are seeing our tears, O Allah. Ya Allah, you are seeing the condition of our repentant hearts, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, there is nothing hidden from your sight. O Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, hamari maghfirat kar de. Ya Allah, no matter how sinful we may be, Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the oceans, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, if our sins are more than the raindrops that fall from the heavens, Ya Allah, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Ya Allah, man has made dynamite sticks which blow up huge mountains. Oh my Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of sins which are we are presenting before you? Ya Allah, we don't have good deeds and actions to present before you. Ya Allah, we are presenting our sins before you. Ya Allah, because you are the only forgiver of sins. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, there was no question of darkness for you. Ya Allah, you were seeing everything that we had done. You heard everything that we spoke. You saw every action and every deed of ours. It was just your compassion, your kindness and your mercy and your sifat of sattari, O my beloved Allah, that you concealed our sins from the public. Ya Allah, if you had seized us there and then, Ya Allah, then what would have been our condition? Ya Allah, where can we find a merciful Allah like you? Oh my beloved Allah, just as you conceal so much of our sins in this world, Ya Allah, conceal them in the qabr, conceal them in the akhirat. Ya Allah, don't let my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam become embarrassed and ashamed when we have to see him on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, in the presence of billions of other ummatis, don't cause him any embarrassment and shame because of our sins, O my Allah. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai,
ہم سیاہکار ہے، ہم بدکار ہے، ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے تیرے ہے، تجھے چھوڑ کے میرے مولا ہم جائے کہاں؟ او اللہ where do we go؟ او my beloved اللہ which are the door is there that we can tap، which are the home is there in which we can raise our hands and beg. There is no one for us besides you. There is no door for us besides your door. Oh Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. If a beggar is chased from one home, we can go to another. But oh Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness from us, then my beloved Allah, my compassionate Allah, my loving Allah, my beautiful Allah, you tell us, who do we turn towards? Ay Allah, agar tu ne nigahe rahmat pher li, to tu bata ke phir hum gande jaye kaha. Ya Allah, phir hum gande jaye kaha. Where do we take these dirty hearts of ours? Ya Allah, there's no dry cleaning in the world that can clean these dirty hearts. Ya Allah, it is only the waters from your ocean of forgiveness which can wash these dirty hearts. Ey mere Allah, tu hamare dilon ko paak farma de. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. Badal de dil ki duniya dil badal de. بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے اے اللہ change the condition of our hearts oh Allah man has made that technology that they can transplant hearts اے میرے پیارے خدا what is it difficult for you to give us a spiritually strong heart یا اللہ تو ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما Oh Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, every part of the world, every corner of the world, every country of the world, every city of the world. Ya Allah, my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ummah is facing embarrassment. They are facing shame. They are facing humiliation and disgrace. Ya Allah, the kuffar are taunting and jeering and laughing. Where is your Allah? Where is your Allah? Ya Allah, but we know that it is our weakness. We know that it's our sins. But oh Allah, you can change the conditions. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Ya Allah, don't look at our sins. Ya Allah, look at the tears of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which flowed for this ummah. Ya Allah, look at the blood of my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam which oozed for the sake of this ummah. His shoe Mubarak was filled with blood in Taif. Ya Allah, he was stoned in Uhud. His teeth are shattered. He falls down unconscious. Ya Allah, intestines of animals are thrown on his back when he goes in sajda. Ya Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stands the whole night in prayers until his feet swell. Ya Allah, in his departing moments also his concern is the ummah. And Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah also, he is not going to enter Jannat until every ummati of his has entered Jannat. Ha, my Allah, how much he loved us and how much we are troubling him with our sins. Ya Allah, even in Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyiba, Ya Allah, a few meters away from the Rosa Mubarak and a few meters away from the Kaabatullah, Ya Allah, the filthiest of movies can be seen, the filthiest of magazines can be read, the filthiest of music can be heard. Ay, where Allah, ha, we have not shown any appreciation for the tears and blood of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, when a person is arrested, Ya Allah, he covers his face. He does not want the public to see his face. Ya Allah, out of shame and embarrassment, Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, how are we going to face you? How are we going to face the real alayhi salatu wasalam? But oh Allah, why should we despair of your mercy? Ya Allah, you gave us hidayat to gather here for your zikr. You gave us hidayat to raise our hands and beg. Ya Allah, you gave us hidayat to seek forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, we have great hopes in your mercy. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, bless us with your bounties. Bless us with your ni'mats. Ya Allah, bless us with respect. Bless us with honor and dignity. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq-e halal. Bless us with sustenance which is halal. Bless us with barakat in our sustenance. Bless us with barakat in our homes. Bless us with barakat in our lives. Bless us with barakat in our health. Bless us with barakat in our wealth. Ya Allah, barakat in our children. Oh, may Allah make our children the coolness of our eyes. Oh, Allah make the children the coolness of our eyes. Ha, mere Allah. Today so many parents are tearing. They are shedding, oh my beloved Allah, so much of tears. But it is too late. Oh my beloved Allah, their children are gone into vice dens of the world, on drugs and drink and all other vices. But oh my beloved Allah, it is not too late for you. Ya Allah, you can bring them back. Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the courage and the himmat to throw out from their homes the filth that has entered the homes. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage of lions against nafs and shaitan. Oh my beloved Allah, what have these televisions and movies brought into our lives? Ya Allah, children are now ready to murder and kill their parents. Oh Allah, children are raping, children are murdering. Mere pyare Allah, give us the hidayat to understand what is happening. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, hame sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de. Oh Allah, bless us with your recognition and marifat. Bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Oh Allah, bless us with iman and yaqeen in you. Ya Allah, bless us with your closeness and muhabbat. Bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you. Oh Allah, such a bond with you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Ya Allah, give us happiness in our lives. Give us prosperity. Bless us with satisfaction and contentment. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Give their children and kith and kin, O Allah, sabr-e jameel and ajr-e azeem. O Allah, remove the problems and difficulties of the ummah in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir, in Afghanistan, in India, in Pakistan, in Africa, in all parts of the world, in Europe and America and England. O Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah, remove their sufferings and difficulties. Ay mere pyare khuda, enemies of Islam, give them hidayah. Bless them with Islam and Iman. Make them also Jannatis, O Allah. Ya Allah, but if they have become obstinate, Ya Allah, if they have become obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam at any cost, although knowing fully well the beauties of the teachings of Islam, then, O my beloved Allah, you too shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ya Allah, shake their military might and power. Ya Allah, shake the ground beneath the feet of their forces. Ya Allah, cause the earth to swallow them up. Cause their planes to crash in the mountains. Ya Allah, cause their ships to sink in the ocean. Oh my beloved Allah, destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Destroy them like you destroyed the army of Abraha, who had set out to destroy the Kaaba. Allah, you sent Ababil and destroyed them. Allah, aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Aaj bhi tu wahi khuda hai. Tu wahi Uhud wala khuda hai. تو وہی بدر والا اللہ ہے, تو وہی خندق والا اللہ ہے, تو وہی فتح مکہ والا اللہ ہے. اے اللہ, امت مسلمہ کے حال پر رحم فرما. اے اللہ, the fitnas are lashing at us from all sides. Fitnas in our homes, fitnas in our bazaars, fitnas in our schools and colleges, fitnas in our businesses. اے اللہ, we have become fitnas ourselves. میرے پیارے خدا, تو ہمارے ہمیں ہدایت نصیب فرما. O Allah, have mercy upon us. Protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing. O my beloved Allah, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 shining stars. O my beloved Allah, how much of du'as he made for us. O my Allah, all the du'as that he made, and especially the du'as that he made in Hajjatul Wida, all the goodness that he asked for us, O Allah, bless us with that goodness. Bless the entire ummat with that goodness. Mere pyare Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne Tawaf pe chal karke jo manga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne Rukne Yamani chhu karke jo manga tha. Mere pyare Nabi ne Ghilaf Kaaba pakad karke jo manga tha. Allah, mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha. اے اللہ, حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر کے جو مانگا تھا. اے اللہ, ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا تھا. How long he attached himself at the multazam with his hands raised before you like a servant and like a slave, O Allah. and how much he cried for us. His beard Mubarak was wet with his tears. His ihram was wet with his tears. Allah, do rakat namaz par karke jo maga tha. Allah, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne muqam Ibrahim par jo maga, aur zamzam ka pani peekar jo manga, aur safa aur marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga, aur milain akhzarain ke darmiyan daud kar jo manga, aur mina mein jo manga, and in Arafat, oh my Allah, from Zohar till Maghrib he extends his hands. Hey Allah, what kind of duas he must have made. We get tired with a few minutes of duas, and that beloved Nabi of yours, that sinless, masoom Nabi of yours, for us he is crying, and he is crying, and he is crying. Allah, all that he asked at Muzdalifah, at Arafat, at Mina, Ya Allah, bless us with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, those who are looking for marriage partners, give them marriage partners which will be a protection for their iman, and who will be compatible, and who will be a help and assistance to their deen. Oh my beloved Allah, whatever difficulty, pareshani, takleef, musibat, gham, any kind of depression and suffering that any person is suffering, Ya Allah, you are well aware of it. Ya Allah, all the desires that are in the hearts of those who have gathered here, and our sisters who have gathered at the madrasa, and those who are listening, oh my Allah, you are well aware of their desires. Ya Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Allah, fulfill all their good desires. Make life easy and comfortable for everyone. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين